Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Something that comes up quite often during the Easter season as we read from the Acts of the Apostles and as we read the different resurrection appearances of our Lord to the Apostles. And it's that the Apostles make this claim that they are eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Jesus literally, really, truly appeared to them, that they saw him, that they talked to him, that they touched him, that they ate with him after they had seen him crucified, after they had taken him down from the cross, after they had placed him in the tomb, that they experienced these things firsthand. And this is part of the core message of Christianity, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is based in history, that it's real, that it truly happened, that there were real people that experienced it, that saw it, that witnessed it. And it's not the only foundation for our faith in Christ and the resurrection. There's many other reasons we can give for why we believe what we believe, the prophecies that foretold the coming of Christ, the miracles that he performed, the miracles that the apostles performed, the spread of Christianity, the endurance of the church, so many different things that we could give as justification for our belief in Christ. But one of the main ones, one of the foundations of our faith, is this claim of the earliest Christians, the apostles, the ones that knew Jesus, that lived with him, that walked with him, that saw his miracles, that heard his teachings, that saw him crucified, died, and buried, that they then were firsthand eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it can be helpful for us to think about, you know, should we believe them? Is that reasonable? Does it make sense for us to trust their claim that they really encountered the risen Christ? I was recently listening to a Catholic apologist who was commenting on an exchange on the Joe Rogan podcast. Some of you may be familiar with that. It's one of the most widely listened podcasts in the world. Joe Rogan was interviewing this Christian, and this Christian claimed that, well, you know, Jesus rose from the dead, and the apostles saw him. They were witnesses. Joe Rogan brought up this rebuttal, this skeptical, well, you know, there were people that claimed they saw Bigfoot, thinking that that somehow undermines the claim of, well, people saw Jesus just like people saw Bigfoot. It's a very skeptical kind of idea. Is it the same thing? Well, if you think about those of you that remember back in the, I think, the 70s, 80s, this idea that people saw this mysterious creature in the woods, and they kind of got on the news for a while and made a documentary, and I think somebody wrote a book about it. But it was only ever based on the random kind of disjointed claims of a few people in the woods. Nobody ever found Bigfoot. Nobody ever found a skeleton. Nobody ever found a real creature. There was no objective evidence to correspond with to verify those eyewitness claims or people that said they saw something. But if you think about those people, how many of them do you think radically changed their lives and devoted the rest of their life to trying to get people to believe what they saw? How many of them persevered in that claim until the end of their life? And what if instead of a 15 minutes of fame, what if they experienced persecution and opposition for claiming to have seen Bigfoot? What if they were arrested? What if they were beaten? What if they were fined? What if they were eventually tortured and some of them were put to death? Do you think any of them would have persevered in speaking about that, in claiming to know, I really saw him, and I'm willing to die for that claim. I don't think any of them would have been willing to do that. But that's exactly what happened with the apostles. After they see Jesus risen from the dead, after they see him ascend into heaven, they go out and they boldly begin proclaiming this to people, trying to get them to believe what they have seen. And they don't experience fame. They don't get money out of it. They don't get promoted. They don't get power. They get persecution. They immediately get arrested by the Sanhedrin. They get beaten and flogged. They get stoned. They get cast out from the synagogue. They become public enemy number one in the eyes of both the Jewish leaders and eventually the Roman authorities. As the apostles go out continuing to preach this message that, no, we really saw him. We know this is true. And we're willing to spend the rest of our lives in the face of opposition, hardship, poverty, eventually being tortured, being martyred, being put to death. And none of them ever denied the resurrection. All of them were willing to die for this claim. And so too, even those who believed them continued to be willing to give their entire life because they themselves experienced the power, the truth of the resurrection of Christ. So many of the first Christians were martyred. It was illegal to be Christian, to talk about Jesus. And yet people continued to believe. Christianity spread like wildfire until it had converted the Roman Empire. This is part of the foundation of our confidence in the historical claims of the risen Christ. So we can ask ourselves, do I have that same confidence? Am I willing to devote my life to this belief in the resurrection of Christ? Am I willing to talk about it, to share that faith with others? We too are called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Christ, that we've experienced its power in our own life, so that we too, like the apostles, like all those Christians who have gone before us, many of whom gave their very life for this truth, that we too could go forth into the world that so desperately needs the truth of Christ, and we could boldly be witnesses of the resurrection of Christ.